Hi, I'm Luke Barfayar. A teenage boy remains in Lady Salento Children's Hospital in a critical condition after being injured on a high ropes course in the Moreton Bay region. The boy was attending the Year 9 camp when the accident happened just after 10 yesterday morning at Stanmore near the Sunshine Coast. He was airlifted to hospital with neck and facial injuries. The Reserve Bank's raised the alarm about ballooning debt in China, which poses a major risk to Australia's economy. Beijing is carrying a high debt burden, which has risen by 150% over the past decade. In a speech overnight, RBA Governor Philip Lowe says China's debt levels could impact Australia's prosperity.
Among the largest economic risks that Australia faces is something going wrong in China. And perhaps the single biggest risk to the Chinese economy at the moment lies in the financial sector and the big run-up in debt that there's been in China over the past decade.
We're being invited to weigh in on the debate surrounding the sentencing of child murderers. The State Sentencing Advisory Council's been asked to carry out a 12-month review following the release of a consultation paper. The council's Dan Rogers says they analysed sentencing data from 2005 right up to 2017.
25 of those cases involved murder, where the sentence is mandatory life imprisonment, and then 37 of the cases were manslaughter. And the sentences for manslaughter ranged from 1.5 years up to 10 years, and the median sentence was 7.5 years.
An info session's on at the Sunshine Coast Community Legal Centre in Maroochydore on Thursday, June 7. And round 5 of the Super Netball and the Lightning hosts the Thunderbirds this Sunday. Lightning goal shooter Caitlin Bassett says it's been an intense season so far after they secured their first win in round 4.
It's tight, this competition. I think that's what they wanted with the new rules and things like that. And so for us, we can't drop a game, and we can't even slack off for 5 minutes in a quarter because we know what's going to happen. And for us, we need to get as many points under our belt now. Obviously, we started off with a couple of losses, so we're behind the eight ball a little bit. So the focus for us leading forward now is it's not just winning games, but it's winning every quarter as well.